This is Dr. Mejia, detailing for patient. Awilda Velasquez, medical records 129-885, date of birth 122-1963. Referring physician, Dr. Jose Lopez, procedure performed. Colonoscopy, secondary procedures, neck carpalpectomy biopsy, state of the procedure November 4th, 2022. Indications, history colon polypus, subdiagnosis, impression 1, internal hemorrhage number 2. 6 colon polyps removed, pure paragraph defect insertion, cecum, complications done immediately, medication as per anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, pure paragraph operative procedure as per colonoscopy template, pure paragraph findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. Sigmoid colon, descending colon, appeared normal, pure paragraph. And spleen flexure, there's a CSA polyp about 5 millimeters removed, where's neck carpalpectomy, pure paragraph. So in the rectum, there's a diminutive polyp about 2 millimeters per co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. In the mid-transverse colon, in the distal transverse colon, there's a diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters per co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. In the mid-transverse colon, CSA polyp 8 millimeters removed by snake carry polypectomy, pure paragraph. Proximal transverse colon, there's a 3 millimeter polyp removed by co-biopsy polypectomy, pure paragraph. Hepatic flexure, CSA diminutive polyp about 3 millimeters per co-biopsy polypectomy performed, pure paragraph. Ascending colon, appear normal, pure paragraph. Cecum, appear normal, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1. For pathology reports, number 2, high fiber diet, 3, fiber supplementation, next number monitored clinically. Next number patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 3 years.